Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Business Spotlight here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, day after day with different shows, breaking those myths that mompreneurs are just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy women finding the balance and building those bridges between raising our families and building our businesses and creating something sustainable. And I'm very excited to be launching a new format here on our Tuesday Business Spotlight. We are going to be doing some segments, and this for the next 6 weeks, we are going to be sharing Renee Sullivan and her show, Keep It Simple. This is going to be a six-week lunch and learn, and Renee is in the trenches and looking how to help you grow your business online. In her debut show, Renee is sharing how to choose a sponsor and a mentor to get you started simply and show you how to make money with your business. We're going to let Renee give you some intro as to how she got started as an online marketer, how she had her breakthrough finding the right mentors, and the qualities to look for in that mentor or sponsor to not only show you how to get started simply, but creating a profit in your business as quickly as possible. She's going to give us a rundown of the shows that are coming up in the Business Spotlight, and we'll hear a little bit about our sponsors today. So let's get right to it, Renee. Welcome to your first show.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to share this information for the show. I know that a lot of people are looking for this type of thing. I know I was looking for it when I was getting started. So let's just get started. What I'm going to do is just talk a little bit about how I actually did get started in just in this industry, and then, you know, as you mentioned, you know, what took me to where I am right now. So I was introduced to the home-based business industry about 17 years ago. My daughter was a newborn baby, and my son was about 4 years old. And at the time, I was working full-time as a speech-language pathologist, and, you know, my reasons are very similar to what other moms want. I, you know, wanted more than anything to have a home-based business so I could stay home with my family, have more time with them, have more flexibility in my life, and, you know, as much as I liked what I was doing, the part I didn't like was having to answer to other people. And, you know, to different things in home-based business. And despite whatever I did, I never really made that happen. Either I gave up because I didn't think I could, you know, sell products, or my sponsor, you know, couldn't, you know, help me, or I couldn't sponsor anybody, or my sponsor gave up, or the company went down. So for a little bit, I gave up. And then about 8 years ago, because of my job and things going on, I was struggling with a lot of health issues. So my job was really taking a toll on me, because as a speech pathologist, that's a job in and of itself. But where I was also in charge of special ed and the whole school building, so I was essentially one person with two jobs, and it was really stressful. And I was also trying to be the best mom that I could be and raise my kids. So, you know, I had a lot of things going on. So I knew at that moment I had to make some kind of change in my life. And if I didn't, who knows if I would be here talking to you right now. So I did it for myself and for my family, because I knew that it was the right thing to do. So at that time, my main goal was getting my life and my health back. And I actually was able to do that. I turned my life and my health around. You know, I had a major transformation of my mind, body, and soul. And because of that, that was a reason for me starting my first successful home-based business. It was pretty much offline. With the exception, I did have a health and resource blog, and I used in that blog you know, this was the development of my first business. I used my story, my passion for life, to build that business, and I became a health coach. And I was still doing it part-time, working full-time. What was very helpful to me is that I had an amazing personal development coach. This was the first time that I actually experienced what it was like to have a good mentor. That was crucial. What I saw and what I felt was that she cared about my success in every aspect of my life. You know, she was proud of the fact that I could transform my mindset, my mind, my body, and, of course, helping me succeed in my business. So what she did was she challenged me with things that took me out of my comfort zone. And even though I was scared as ever to do it, I didn't let that get in the way of what I knew I had to do to make it. And that's what she instilled in me. And, of course, me being working full-time, what I ended up having to do, I liked it so much, and things in my job were getting even more stressful. And there was a critical moment in my life. I actually ended up getting fired because I spoke out against things that were unethical. So I was actually forced to make a decision. So I had to decide, okay, do I get another job or do I build a business? So build a business full time. So, and I, because of my circumstances, I couldn't collect unemployment. So this was either this or that. And also at the time, my husband had just got laid off from his job. So I just knew it was the right thing. And I figured there was something inside of me said, okay, if I could turn my health around, I can certainly turn our finances around. And, you know, it was something that I knew I wanted to do for so long. So I just went for it. And my mentor was someone that she showed me exactly what to do to get started and making money right away. That was very pivotal. You know, she told me how to go out. She told me how to share my story. She told me, you know, I learned how to network with people. I learned how to teach and lead others. And I ended up, you know, full-time becoming self-employed health coach and wellness coach. I was in the MLM, network marketing industry, whatever you want to call it, and I did that for 4 years. And during that time, I was also paying attention to your show on Word of Mom. That was part of what I knew I needed to do to start building my business even further. So I knew how to start looking at social media for my business, although I didn't quite figure out how to use that for my specific business. I knew that when I was ready to actually start doing that, I was getting some tips. So I actually experienced really good success. However, it was short-lived, and it was mostly because I wasn't really using the internet for my business. So what I gained from Word of Mom is that I actually got much better at knowing what to look for in a mentor, so that I knew when I was ready to move on to the next phase of my business. Yes, that meant the internet. I knew what I was going to look for in a mentor. And I knew that I needed someone who was going to take me further beyond my comfort zone and into success. So what I started doing was I started following someone that I thought was a good mentor. I watched videos he was making. I was reading his blog posts. I looked at what they did, what he did in social media. He was just someone who stood out as a leader. He was confident. He had faith in himself and God. He was there to serve and teach, and he had a positive mindset. He was sharing strategies to make money online. He was showing progress and results, and he was actually earning online. And people that, you know, were following him were also learning. So that was big. Another big thing is he was actually documenting his journey every single day online, and that really inspired me. He made me really hunger for what he had. I wanted that success. And he really didn't know I was watching and following, and he never was someone to pitch a business to me or anything. He just simply took whatever audience he had on a journey, and he inspired people to want to be a leader. And that made me say, okay, I'm ready to be on the internet. I can do this. So in April 2014, I decided to, you know, join him in online marketing. And I was pretty much new as far as online marketing, but I knew that if I followed whatever my mentor was doing in teaching, I would have that success. I did have a positive mindset. I knew I had a lot to learn. And what I did was I just stayed active in our strategy groups. You know, I asked questions, I researched, and I sought out things. I sought out training on my own, and I made sure that I stuck to my mentor like glue. And what I tell my people is, you know, stay close to me. And I don't mean that literally because, you know, we sponsor a lot of people and, you know, we duplicate ourselves. So, and we'll talk about that in a further show, but basically it means knowing exactly what your mentor is doing and making sure that you're following what they're doing. So eventually I started learning, and instead of me asking all the questions, I was the one answering all the questions and mentoring and leading people and all of these strategy groups. And people from all over the world were inboxing me with questions and asking me for help. So I basically learned how to do what my mentor taught me. I learned how to be a leader. I learned how to take people on a journey and share my progress and results. I learned to be the person that everyone wants to learn from. And I also learned how to balance, you know, your life and your business so that other self-motivated people want to be, you know, like you. So a big thing about that is putting it out there that you want self-motivated leaders, because we're in this for freedom. We're not here to be on everyone's beck and call when they need help. So that is what I wanted to instill, because that's what my mentor instilled. So getting back into what to look for in a mentor, the main thing is you want to find someone who's at least a few steps ahead of you in their success. And a lot of times the best mentors aren't the ones at the top making millions or billions. The best mentors are probably the people who had some trials and they've humbly broken through and they're now in the field of teaching and what they've learned. And what I suggest is if you're in an MLM and you're on a team and there's a strategy group in social media, I suggest connecting with someone in that group that you see is open and willing, and they're going to share some nuggets with you. That person should be taking you out of your comfort zone. They're going to challenge you to think, grow. They're going to make you hunger for what they want or what they have. And me personally, my mentor is different than me. You know, he makes me see things from different angles. And, you know, for me, I call it like a tough love business boot camp. That helps you get to the next level. And especially as an online marketer, you don't want someone who's going to be distracted by, you know, every new offer that people want to show them. We call it shiny object syndrome. You know, that's when people approach you. You know, and I'm sure you've heard of this, you know, there's people approaching you about, okay, here's this new best thing, and, you know, it's going to help your business, and, you know, they want to recruit you and that kind of thing. A good mentor is going to be consistent, and they're not going to get pulled into looking at all that stuff, because that just breaks the momentum of the team. You know, it doesn't mean that they do their own research on things to improve whatever system they have, but it's very self-directed. It's not like, you know, other people directing that. So also when there's a challenge, that mentor remains calm. They're going to assess the situation. You know, they're not going to make rash decisions based on, you know, they're going to know that their decisions affect not just them, but everyone else on their team. And that's huge.
You know, I want to ask you a question, but before I do, I'm going to come back with questions. For those of you tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio, and we are on the Keep It Simple with Renee. And before I get some questions, I just want to say thank you to our sponsors today, StadiumBags.com. We are here with, you know, our clear bags and backpacks. It's very exciting for me. Everything just landed. We're getting ready to go over to our warehouse. We have conferences coming up. And for those of you who don't know what I do, we have a line of clear bags and backpacks. And our stadium bags meet the see-through requirements for professional and college sports. We offer a 3-year warranty on all our bags because they're that good. And we know that cheap is expensive, so why not buy a bag that's going to stand up season after season? They're ergonomically designed, fabric and reinforced with double zippered compartments, extra padded straps, and constructed in the thickest materials available. Our Clear Mini Backpack and Clear Mini Messenger Bag have features that are uniquely ours for fantasy football fans. And those of you who just can't bear to be offline, we have a great outer zippered sleeve that lets you bring your smart devices with you and use them without even taking them out of your bag. And ladies, we may be tomboys at heart, but when we need to be discreet, you're in the clear with an inside inner sleeve that offers you privacy inside a transparent bag. So you can go to stadiumbags.com and see why we're the clear choice. And our other sponsor today is one of our one-of-a-kind mom-made product sponsors, Nicole Baroda from Jersey Cookie Girl. And she's got some great stuff coming up for Valentine's Day, and she ships. So really, visit Jersey Cookie Girl. Nicole was previously an architectural designer who's now chosen to express herself through the edible art of cookies. She loves working with people, creating and sharing the results of the collaboration. The art of creating tangible items from a person's thoughts and words are very exhilarating and fulfilling to Nicole. And at JerseyCookieGirl.com, all the creations are homemade, custom-designed cookies decorated to fit the criteria provided by the clients. They're personally done, and they are edible canvases that are a combined reflection of an artist's client's ideas and Nicole's amazing interpretation. You can find her at JerseyCookieGirl.com, and her stuff is beautiful and it's so delicious. And to meet all of our sponsors, you can go to WordOfMomRadio.com and get to see and meet some of the amazing women behind our show. And we are back now with one of them, Renee Sullivan, and Keep It Simple with Renee. So we've been talking about finding a sponsor and a mentor and shiny object syndrome and everything else. So, you know, I'm wondering, how do you know when you've got somebody in your downline and somebody that you're sponsoring or mentoring, how do you know when they're posting good content online or when they're just throwing stuff up there to throw stuff up there?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, so someone's posting good content online when they have a strong social media following. They have a network of people that are respecting them. They're looking up to them, and it's very apparent in how they respond and who's responding to them. They have engagement. They have comments on their post in line. They're not just likes. You know, the things that they post are not just their business over and over, you know, 20 times. You know, they're actually sharing good marketing tips. And it's not just about business. They're showing pictures of things going on in their life. And, you know, it's kind of like a lifestyle thing, you know. And people can see they're real and, you know, they're genuine and they have a life. What they're posting is not like hype or like false hope. And they're sharing posts of others, you know, someone else, they're lifting others up. They're motivational and they're not, you know, spam, like what I would call spam posts and you know, constant, you know, business. They're actually, you know, showing that they're a real person. You know, they might, you know, have a picture of their kid's birthday or whatever. So they also are showing online that they have a routine to their day. They're consistently sharing what knowledge they have with others, whether it's, you know, they have a blog and they might post their blog. And they're posting information on their website. You know, they might be doing webinars and they might be posting about their webinars coming up, you know, tips on how to get more signups in your business, things like that. Things that people are interested in hearing about and knowing about, that's what they're posting online. They're they're doing what we call value as opposed to just spam. They're very apparent about how to best let others get a hold of them. They're approachable. They're willing to show their time, their knowledge, and they don't necessarily expect anything in return, although what usually happens is, you know, they are approachable and they end up getting some monetary value out of it at some point because of the value that they're sharing. So, you know, those are things that you definitely want to look for, that people want to know what this person is doing every day because what they're putting out there is very interesting and engaging. So, you know, and those are the types of people, those are the things that I share with people on my team. Like, this is what you need to be putting out there. And the other thing is about a mentor is someone mm-hmm. who's brand new doesn't really know whether they have a good mentor or not at first, unless it's obvious that that person isn't making money and they're not showing a simple way to get started and things like that. Many times it's after working with them for a while that things come up. And for me, you know, here's how I knew when I had a good mentor. When I saw, you know, something come up and, you know, other people, so-called leaders, were getting sidetracked. You know, they were changing things too often and they were confusing people and what they were doing. And the mentor that I had wasn't doing that. He remained very focused, very consistent. He basically said, I'm putting blinders on to what other people are doing, and just kept showing his system and showing how simple it is to get started day after day. And he also wrote blog posts about why he was being consistent. That is when I knew that I had a good mentor, because he wasn't getting distracted, you know. And leading into that, you want that kind of mentor who has a laid out plan, where people that are following it are all having success. You know, they've set up strategy groups, they have training videos, they have webinars and hangouts. They're ensuring that everyone is having access to that information that they have, that whether they're posting the, you know, the upcoming webinar or the upcoming hangout. Here's to, you know, in this hangout we're going to talk about, you know, how to get more signups in your business. What I actually had to do to figure that out is I had lots of bad sponsors, okay? I wasn't making any money. That was the number one thing, and I kept giving up. So I found that I had a good mentor when I saw that they were making money, but not just them. I was also making money, and people on my team were making money. That's how you know. And unfortunately, a new person sometimes has to go through that. I'm trying to make it so it doesn't happen and it's not as painful for that new person, but sometimes you don't know what you don't know when you're brand new. So, you know, you're going to want to trust your gut and follow people that you think are good leaders, people that are showing progress, people that are open to, you know, sharing that information. There's a confidence and there's a presence about that person that they're going to be able to help you. Whatever next level you want to take in your business, there's that confidence and presence that this is the person that's going to get you there. And they're going to help you do it simply and not have to go through so much pain and agony. And they're also going to, you know, be someone who's going to help you develop personally. They're going to teach you how to be a leader yourself. And that's huge. And that's really important.
So, you know, it really is. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if you want me to go through the agenda for the next upcoming shows, or if you had something else you wanted to comment on.
Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, it's amazing because it's so interesting, and I have to thank you. I'm so happy to know that Word of Mom, you know, and the shows that we've had in our business spotlight and some of the people that we've had on the shows and things like that, you know, are part of this journey that you've had to, because that's why we're here. I mean, that's why we do what we do. So, and, you know, people forget when you are online, especially as you are beginning that online journey, even though somebody's just liking your post, that like is their hello. And especially in the beginning, you have to acknowledge them. People forget that. And it's so funny. My kids used to laugh at me, and my brother, he was like, geez, you know, you have 75 likes, and I saw all these comments, and it was you actually thanking people. And I was like, I know. I said, but you know what? Now I'm at the point in my business and in my social media life, I can't thank everybody who likes a post now. You know, right. Now I comment when somebody makes a comment. If somebody comments, I comment back. But that's, you know, you have to build yourself up to that point. And people, you know, people want to start at the top, and it's a process. And that's why that mentor, that sponsor, that guide is so important, because they're showing you a way to duplicate their success, you know. And let's face it, you know, you know yourself, you have to modify it for you. You know, just because this one did this, it also has to be, that is the wonderful thing about having your own business, is that you can, you know, follow this guide and put yourself into it, you know. And that's what excites people, is your personal journey. So, all right, share with us what is going on in the next, you know, 5 weeks that we are going to be here with you and as you teach us how to keep it simple.
All right. So on next week's show, which will be the 9th of February, I'm going to talk more in depth about automating your business. And I alluded to this, in my journey, but there's a reason why. Because everybody's got a life, everybody's got commitments, but we can learn and earn because of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to get hundreds of people looking at your business every single day, and you're already busy, and you're going to be making money while you're taking care of your kids and your family and your job and outliving your life. I mean, that's why you have an effective system, so that you could live your life and still let your money work for you. And on the 16th, I'm going to talk about how you can get sign-ups when you're new and you have very little money to start with. I'm going to talk about, you know, how to still get people to look at your business, how to share free and paid resources and strategies that I personally use to get at least five to ten new active paid sign-ups, and that's important, every single day. I'm going to share my adapted version of one of my mentors, Broke Man Plan. I call it my Broke Woman or Quit My Job Plan, and then lead you to, like, I know, a perpetual traffic plan. And on the 23rd of February, I'm going to talk about blogging to brand and how you break through. And I'm going to explain why you need to brand yourself and how blogging is going to help you with that. I'm going to talk about common and sometimes costly mistakes that new or struggling online marketers make, such as branding someone or something other than themselves. And on March 1st, I'm going to talk about list building and lead generation and how to get leads to become buyers. And it's going to be more of a continuation of strategies I'm going to discuss in other shows, but with more of an emphasis on how online marketers should engage with their list regularly with personalized emails and posts and relationship building and telling their story, because that's huge. And then on the last show, March 8th, I'm going to talk about diversification, and I'm going to talk about why it's a good idea to diversify and build multiple streams of income that go together and that's simple to follow. And I'll explain my rationale on why marketers shouldn't put all their eggs in one basket, which also means relying on just one income source. So that's the general rundown as far as the next upcoming shows, and I'm really excited to share all this with you. And
I am excited, too. I am excited, too, and I thank you for being part of our amazing Word of Mom Radio family. And I just want to let everybody know tomorrow on with Cass Winters, she is going to be sharing Make History Fun and Not Boring with George, Abe, and the Sneaky Mom, because we all know that kids learn best when they think they're playing. And Thursday, we are having part two of a conversation that began last week with Jackie Blue, internationally acclaimed documentary filmmaker, who is sharing her new documentary, I Choose Life, Stories of Suicide Survival. And she was on the show last week, and you know what? 30 minutes wasn't enough. So we decided to do part two tomorrow. I mean, on Thursday. And go back, listen to the archive. It is just a really wonderful movie that she is creating and sharing a subject that people don't want to talk about, but it really needs to come out of the closet, and people need to talk about this because it's something we all have to be really aware of. So, Renee, thank you very much. I love how you are going to help us keep it simple, and I look forward to next week's show. So until then, thanks again, Renee, and for all of you, thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hearing from you. So please make sure you're emailing, you know, connect with Renee on Facebook, send her some questions, you know, pop up some information on her Facebook page, and let her hear from you, because she'll be answering questions as her show progresses and goes along. So until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo thanking you on behalf of everybody here at Word of Mom Radio. And you know what? Go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye.